This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Monday, March 18th, 2019. I'm your host, Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. First of all, I want to send condolences to the Netherlands this morning as there was another mass shooting overseas. Woke up to news that at least three people were killed and nine more injured on a shooting on a tram in Utrecht, Netherlands. Officials, according to CNN, say they are looking for a 37-year-old Turkish-born man named Gökmen Tanis. So, after the events in Christchurch, New Zealand, another mass shooting. Not going to get into that today. Too many raw feelings. Too much death. Too much bloodshed. So, here's the actual story we're going to talk about. It's a story that doesn't really matter, which is sometimes what you need. Headline from the Commercial Appeal in Memphis, Tennessee. Is Johnny Manziel exactly what the Memphis Express needed quarterback? The Express have not been blessed with consistent quarterback play in the first six games they have played so far in the Alliance of American Football's inaugural season. So when 26-year-old Johnny Manziel, a legendary college quarterback at Texas A&M, who became the first freshman ever to win the Heisman Trophy, became a ready and willing option for the AAF in early March, Memphis's ears perked up. The AAF employs a unique system that gives each of its eight teams rights to players within their allocation footprint. Now, in Manziel's instance, Texas A&M players are allocated to the San Antonio Commanders, but the Commanders waived their rights to Manziel, making him available to the team with the lowest winning percentage. That is where the Memphis Express came in. The 1-5 team wasted no time in claiming Manziel. Now, how does he fit in with Memphis? Pretty well at the moment. The Express are desperate for consistency at the quarterback position. Christian Hackenberg was a bust with only 277 passing yards and no touchdowns through 10 quarters and found himself benched in week 3 in favor of Zach Mettenberger. We have a guy, Manziel, we think can do some great things for us, Express President Kosha Irby told the Commercial Appeal. We pride ourselves on being a league of opportunity, whether that's with people trying to ignite or reignite their careers. But we also want to put the best players on the field to help the Express. Manziel is a player with plenty of talent. We saw an opportunity, and we think it'll be a reciprocal situation. Mettenberger started strong in one half against the Orlando Apollos, but saw mixed results in his next two starts. Then against Salt Lake Stallions, he went down with an ankle injury. Brandon Silvers was called upon to finish the game that they lost. Part of the issue at quarterback has been an offensive line that head coach Mike Singletary admits is still in search of chemistry. Express quarterbacks have been sacked 10 times in 2 weeks. A more mobile quarterback like Manziel could help alleviate those troubles. The former Cleveland Brown and Montreal Alouette has 447 rushing yards on 75 carries and one touchdown in 23 games as a pro quarterback. Now, aside from what Manziel can do on the field for the Express, he will almost certainly give the team a shot in the arm at the box office. In two home games, Memphis has announced crowds of 11,980 and 13,621, respectively. That ranks around the middle of the pack in the AAF. Irby said it's going to be fun. Manziel coming to Memphis will create a lot of buzz. We see it as an opportunity to be a draw for us, the guy of his appeal. But first and foremost, we want to figure out ways to win football games. And Coach Singletary will tell you this. We're going to put the best 11 people on the field at a time that allows us to accomplish our goals. Everyone has to earn their spot, and that can take time. The Express get back on the field this Sunday at 7 p.m. against Birmingham Iron, a team they lost to 26-0 in the season opener with Hackenberg at quarterback. Okay, Johnny Manziel back in football. Well, that didn't take long. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. Wow, if you have any amount of talent in football and haven't kneeled on a sideline, you have tons of opportunities. Holy cow, Johnny Manziel was just released by the Montreal Alouettes and banned by the Canadian Football League because he did not meet some conditions that they set up for him being able to play there. Johnny Manziel basically left Cleveland for lack of performance and overabundance of partying. And now he's back and he's a draw. It's just so interesting to see how desperate sports teams are to try to win and think, well, you know, he was great once. Maybe he can be great again and great for us. The other thing that I took away from this is a mediocre team with Mike Singletary as coach. That really brings back memories as a 49er fan. Mike Singletary, fantastic player, fantastic middle linebacker, amazing player, terrible head coach in the NFL. And it seems that same skill set is popping up in this new league. So will Johnny Manziel be successful? Well, I'm guessing we won't find out this week because much like when he went to Montreal, he's going to have to actually learn the offense. So you won't see him playing for probably a week or two, maybe three, before you'll actually see him on the field. But hey, Johnny Manziel gets another chance. Good for him. Don't screw it up this time. And that is your morning brunch wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say. To all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm weaving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole. Hey, mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful some useful information about your future.